You're listening to Cross the Border. I'm Nicholas. And we do need your support here at Cross the Border, First Amendment Radio, First Amendment Rights Media. One way you can support is by posting links all over your social networking on the internet to get us more attention. If you have no money to give and you think the work is worthwhile, or the Heavenly Father wants to give you a chore by His Spirit, He moves you to do these things, to spend 15 or 20 minutes a day if you have nothing better to do. Of course, that'd be hard for me to imagine, but having nothing better to do, that is. But what could be better to do than to spread His word around? So links to Cross the Border, some of the audio programs there, libertyarchives.com, where you can listen to all of these podcasts, all of these wonderful programming is available there for people to listen to on demand. Usually those are up there within an hour, if not sooner, of the time of the live broadcast. So, many people, they just bypass everything. They go directly to the podcast pages there at libertyarchives.com. Those links can be found at firstamendmentradio.com, libertyradiolive.com, but you can go straight there by libertyarchives.com and listen on demand to all of those programs. Like I said, post links. If the Heavenly Father has blessed you with money, then there's an opportunity to give there. Look for the chip-in button, and you'll find a form there to tell you how you can give to support this ministry and this work. You can give your tithes here, or a portion of your tithes here, or give your time, like I said, just by spreading the word around and letting people know we're here. That helps out a whole lot. You wouldn't believe how much it helps out if you send out a few links a day, or if you have an email list and put some links in there to the websites there. That would help a lot. Okay, we're going to jump back into Obadiah. The pride of thine heart. And speaking of Esau, Edom, this is a prophecy for Esau, Edom. The pride of thine heart has deceived thee. You know, all of those, and that's what it is. For people who have racial hatred, that they target a group of people or a color of people or a nationality of people, and they hate them simply for that. Of course, they've always got their deeper reasons, but it's the pride of their heart. All they're saying is that I'm superior, basically. And these people can't help it. But see, there's hope for everyone in every race, of every persuasion. There's a hope that they can receive the gospel and cross the border into the kingdom of God and endure to the end and be saved regardless, because flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So flesh and blood does not matter. I can't target a group of people and hate them because of who they are or where they're from, because of things they have no control over. Nobody can say, well, I want to be born this or that. You have nothing to say about it. Now, what you do, if you wake up one day, the Holy Spirit convicts you, and you realize that you're of a group of people that are haters, or perhaps you grow up in a Jezebel household, and you're practicing the witchcraft of Jezebel, and you wake up one day and you're convicted by the Holy Spirit and you repent and you start having His law written upon your mind and in your heart so that it is in you to please the Heavenly Father, and you have a change of life, then welcome. Welcome to the kingdom of heaven. I don't care what you were. I don't care if you were an Afrikaner, the blackest one on earth, or a mixed race, or a Jew, or an Edomite. I don't care what you were. I don't care if your father was Adolf Hitler. I don't care. You can be in His kingdom. He died to give you that opportunity to have your sins forgiven. And it's only pride. The pride of thine heart hath deceived thee. We're in, verse 6. of Obadiah. How art the things of Esau searched out? How are his hidden things sought up? All of the men of thy confederacy have brought thee even to the border. The men that were at peace with thee have deceived thee, prevailed against thee, eaten thy bread. They have laid a wound under thee, and there is none understanding in him. Esau doesn't even understand. You know, just like Jezebel over there, plotting her own destruction. So Esau and Edom, with their hatred, all the Jew haters and all of them over there just hating people because they're Jews. They're plotting, their hatred is against themselves. They're plotting their own destruction. Busybodies who can't keep their mouth, who can't hide their anger. They're driven by it. They're destroying their own lives by their hatred. And they try to incite as many other people to that same hatred as they can. Whose work are they doing? The work of the Almighty? I don't think so. Where's the love, the joy, the peace, the long-suffering, the self-control? Where is it? They don't have it because they are Esau Edom in heart. They have the spirit of Esau Edom, the true anti-Shemites. Of course, they're against themselves because they are Shemitic. Shall I not in that day, saith the Lord, even destroy the wise men out of Edom and understanding out of the mount of Esau? And thy mighty men, O Teman, shall be dismayed to the end that every one of the mount of Esau may be cut off by slaughter. You want to take up the spirit of Esau Edom? Here's your end. That's it. For thy violence against thy brother Jacob, shame shall cover thee, and thou shalt be cut off forever. In the day that thou stoodest on the other side, in the day that the strangers carried away captive his forces, and foreigners entered into his gates, and cast lots upon Jerusalem, even thou wast one of them. But thou shouldest not have looked on the day of thy brother in the day that he became a stranger. Neither shouldest thou have rejoiced over the children of Judah in the day of their destruction. Neither shouldest thou have spoken proudly in the day of distress. See, there's your warning. All of you that carry on the flag of Esau, Edom, hatred against your brother. That's right. Jacob and his descendants, generation upon generation, demon-fed hatred, and that spirit, those demons never die. They just look for a new host. They look for new people that will nurse that hatred and keep it alive till kingdom come. Thou shouldest not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Yea, thou shouldest not have looked on their affliction in the day of their calamity, nor have laid hands on their substance in all in the day of their calamity. Neither shouldest thou stood in the crossway to cut off those of his that did escape. Neither shouldest thou have delivered up those of his that did remain in the day of distress. Yes, the Esau-Edom spirit was alive and well in Nazi Germany, wasn't it? I know what God's true people did when it came to the Jews. They hid them. They helped them escape. That's right. They didn't turn them in. They didn't stand in the way to cut them off when they were trying to escape. They didn't plunder their goods. That's the spirit of Esau-Edom, alive and well in this century. And I hear it. I don't listen for it, but I have heard it. And I know it's out there on a daily basis. I don't need to name names. Everyone knows who they are if they've heard them. They know who they are. Because if they hear me say that they are the spirit of Esau, Edom, it cuts right into their heart. And of course, if they don't repent, rather than repent, they will turn and hate me. And believe me, the club of those that hate me is getting larger by the day. But that's fine with me. I know what side I'm on. My master said, if they hated me, they're going to hate you. I accept that. If they, you know, you've seen me do good, he said, for which of the good deeds that I've done do you persecute me? What good that I've done, which of the deeds that I've done do you hate me for? That's what I say, just like the Messiah. What have I done that you hate me? Oh, there are liars out there. They make stuff up because they can't find anything that's true. So they have to make up. They're blinded by the pride of their heart. Yes, I'm great. And that's what they say to themselves. They're good. And they just feed on that hatred because that builds up the pride of their heart. They're better than that class of people or that group of people or that or those Jews over there is one of their objects of hatred, anyone who's a Jew. Yes, I have friends who are Jews that haven't even accepted the Messiah. And I hope and I pray for them. And I welcome them to partake of my labor and my work, hoping, praying that I can bring some of them to Messiah, that they'll have to consider some of the other things that they hear through the resources that I have. That's right. I don't care what tribe you're of. For the day of the Lord, go back here, neither shouldest thou have stood in the crossway to cut off those that did escape, neither shouldest thou have delivered up those that did remain in the day of distress. For the day of the Lord is near upon all the heathen. As thou hast done, it shall be done unto thee. Thy reward shall return upon thine own head. And I see it. I don't even rejoice in that. What a shame. What a terrible shame that these people bring this upon themselves, all of those Jezebels and Edomites and Jew haters out there, hating themselves, but not even knowing what they're doing, driven, without control, no self-control whatsoever, just driven by their mad hatred and anger. You know, anger is a spirit that all men have to deal with. It's true. I've dealt with anger, and some allow that temptation, because that's what anger is. It's a temptation, and when it comes upon them, they're tempted to direct that anger at a class of people, at the Jews, you know, or at the blacks or whoever they want to direct it at. It's all their fault. It's, you know, because their pride blinds them. I get angry. I've learned to deal with anger, and here's how I deal with anger. I come into an agreement with the Almighty, because all of the problems, all of the things that make me angry, see, many people blame God for all of the things that go wrong in their life, or they'll blame the Jews, or they'll blame this person, or that family, or their mother, or their father, or their brother. They're just looking for a scapegoat to blame. But here's the problem. Number one, look in the mirror. The real problem is sin. Now, if you come into an agreement with the Almighty, yeah, you learn to hate sin. And what do you do about it? Well, you start by learning obedience and learning self-control and getting the sin out of your own life and being a leader in His kingdom. That's how you lead in His kingdom. You learn obedience. Other people see your obedience or your good works. Let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify God. And some will hate you for the righteousness of the Messiah that's been imputed to you by faith, by your obedience to Him, by following the great shepherd. That's what He says, my sheep hear my voice. What's He calling you to? You want to hear His voice? Oh, yes, I want to hear the voice of the Lord. Oh, there, I heard Him speak. I hear people tell me all the time that came from God. But I look at their lives and I see something else. It doesn't matter what they say or what they think God said to them. What matters is the fruit of their lives. That tells everything. To be led by Him, to hear His voice, is to learn obedience. Remember, He's the shepherd. We are the sheep. The sheep obey the voice of the shepherd. It's simple. We learn obedience. That's what it means. the day of the Lord is near. For as you have drunk upon my holy mountain, so shall all the heathen drink continually. Yea, they shall drink, and they shall swallow down, and they shall be though it shall, and they shall be as though they had not been. But upon Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. And you know what? I love Jews. I'm a Jew lover. I love Catholics. I love Mormons. I love Seventh-day Adventists. And most of all, I love God's people. Whoever has crossed the border and decided to walk in His kingdom. I love all people. I have Mexicans all around me. I love these people. Misguided, lost, deceived, most of them, yes. But I love them anyway. They're good people, you know. They're family oriented. They're better than their thinking is a little straighter, it seems, than more whites. They treasure more important things like, you know, family and song and good times, you know, things that you're supposed to enjoy in this life. I love them all. I want them all to come into His kingdom. I can't hate them because of the color of their skin or because of the profession of their faith. But all the promises, so I don't separate out the Jews as special. Like, there is a Jew worship going on in the church where they have elevated to the Jew to almost gods. I see that in a lot of the evangelical churches. You know, that's kind of the opposite extreme. I accept the Jews just like I accept everyone else. I love them just like I love everyone else. I can have friends among them just like a Mexican, a Jew, no different to me. You know, either they're in Messiah or they're not. And it doesn't matter. If they're not in the Messiah, I want them in Messiah. If they are in Him, well, praise the Almighty. Hallelujah. That's what I say. It doesn't matter. I don't put one above the other. Because all of the promises are fulfilled in Messiah. Right here, I'm reading it. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. All fulfilled in Messiah. I am now of the house of Jacob. That's right. Through the seed of faith, through the Messiah, through the deliverance that was promised. Through His righteousness imputed to me. It says there shall be holiness. That's His righteousness that sets me apart. That's what it means to be holy. Set apart. Set apart. That's right. And He sets me apart by His blood. I have been born into His kingdom. Adopted into the house of Jacob forever. And it has nothing to do with flesh and blood or genealogies. Certainly nothing to do with my genealogies. The only genealogy that matters is the Messiah's. After Messiah, genealogies don't matter anymore. We leap. We take a leap into a spiritual genealogy that cannot be traced by flesh and blood. So, but upon Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions, all fulfilled in Messiah. And the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau for stubble. Yeah, you want to continue in your hatred, in your spirit of Esau, Edom? Here's your end, stubble. And they shall kindle in them and devour them, and there shall not be any remaining of the house of Esau, for the Lord has spoken it. Now, there were those in Israel, when the Messiah was speaking to them, He said, your father is the devil. But you know what? They were blood, children of Israel, of the house of Jacob, by blood. So we're not talking about flesh and blood here. The Messiah said it, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. You can be born into His kingdom. Give up. See, it's a spiritual thing. The spirit of Jezebel lives on, so does the spirit of Esau, Edom live on. Why? Why hold on to that? Why continue in hatred? For the sake of your pride. to make yourself feel better and to raise yourself up above another people. Stubble, that's your end. If you continue, there shall not be any remaining among the house of Esau, for the Lord hath spoken it. And they of the south shall possess the mount of Esau, and they of the plain of the Philistines, and they shall possess the fields of Ephraim, and the fields of Samaria, and Benjamin shall possess Gilead. And the captivity of this host of the children of Israel shall possess that of the Canaanites, even the Zarephath, and the captivity of Jerusalem, which is in Sepharad, shall possess the cities of the south. And saviors shall come up on Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. And see, all of this is fulfilled in Messiah in the millennial reign of Yahshua, the King of Kings. Everything here fulfilled in Messiah. You got your phony prophecy out there, and yes, they've got all of the evangelical Christians believing one thing so that they can deceive them about what's going on in the Mideast today. You're listening to Cross the Border, and we just finished Obadiah. We're going to move on to the next book when we get back from the break. Visit my website, crosstheborder.org. Visit the comment page there or the contact me page here and contact me. Let me know you're listening. You know, a thumbs up or whatever. Read some of the articles there. And like I said, email them to your friends. Spread the word around. And pray about helping this ministry out. I'd like to go, extend a little further. Get on some more radio stations. Perhaps buy some shortwave time. You know, see what the Almighty says to you about that. Perhaps He'll provide the funding for that. Pray for me and pray for this ministry. CrossTheBorder.org. These programs are archived. Podcasts are available within an hour of production at LibertyArchives.com. LibertyArchives.com. Like I said, spread it around. Let everyone know. If you can't do anything else to help out this ministry, please do that. We'll be back after the news and a little bit of music here.